You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And so I feel like it's only fitting that we bring our first guest into this conversation as well via the fan hotline. He is John Sable, Fox 8 News. And I'm going to be seeing a lot more John here coming up with training camp on the horizon. John, I know I'm looking forward to that, but how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me on. I am looking forward to camp and, you know, having you grace your presence as well as everyone else in the Cleveland media for what should be an exciting and probably disappointing Brown season.
When you put it like that, it makes it feel like it's just not, you know, like where all the excitement gets sucked out of the building. I was going to ask, John, did you get a chance to go anywhere? Did you take any trips the last couple weeks?
You know, I did. Over the July 4th holiday weekend, my in-laws have a cottage up in northern Michigan.
Nice.
So we go up there every year. So we were there for about a week and get away from everything and kind of get away from civilization and get back in the saddle now just in time for training camp to begin. But, yeah, it was a good time.
Do you have the same feeling I do when you – because I was on vacation the same sort of time as you were, like 4th of July weekend, where, like, once the vacation's over because the business we work in, we know that our summer's basically over at that point. Like, there's nothing else really to – because we know training camp's just about to start, like, in a week.
Yeah, I mean, that's how, kind of how it's always been for me. I mean, I feel the same way. Whenever I try to always kind of schedule a big family vacation early to mid-July before, you know, training camps would start when I worked down in Tampa before moving back up to Cleveland when I'd cover the Buccaneers, it was the same deal. You know, you always knew once that third, fourth week of July was creeping, it was kind of like school was back in session. So you knew that your summer break was over.
Yeah. Yeah. It you kind of get slapped with the reality of that when you're driving home, which I certainly felt on coming home from our trip. So, John, I started the show. I fired a lot of people up because I was basically gushing about how, listen, I don't know if Shador Sanders on the field is going to for sure be the Browns franchise quarterback. I think there's potentially could be because I liked him in the pre-draft process. I see things in his game that I think really work with Kevin Stefanski's offense. I think he has the talent to be a good quarterback in the NFL if he, you know, gets the opportunity, but we have to see it play out. But I do think off the field, and since he's gotten here to Cleveland, other than the speeding tickets that we've obviously, that was an exhaustive topic a couple weeks ago, I see a guy who's done everything the right way. And I think like his appearance at the community events this week and doing the fun little drive through at a KFC today, I don't know. To me, it feels like this is a guy who, when you're trying to like mold your franchise quarterback, he has the other boxes checked. He's confident. He is personable. He's trying to be integrated in the community. And frankly, John, like while other players are on vacation, he was here in Northeast Ohio, basically just going high school to high school, getting workouts in. Do you feel like Shador Sanders? Like, do you admire that Shador Sanders is sort of walking the walk of a franchise quarterback, even though we don't have the full picture of if he's going to be that guy or not?
Yeah, I think we saw it firsthand a couple of days right after the draft. I mean, he was talking to going to two different high schools right after the draft because that was before rookie minicamp. I mean, that was like days after he was already here in Cleveland, working out privately, not in the facility, but on his own and going to schools. And, you know, you talk to his people and you talk to him, this is who he is. I think we all saw the draft fall with some pre-draft concerns by some teams, and some of it might have been, you know, valid, and some of it might have been inaccurate. I can tell you this. I know somebody that knows the Sanders family really well within the NFL, a prominent NFL agent, and he told me before the draft that he expected him to fall. And I think I told you this at the facility on draft night. I mean, he thought he was going to fall, and boy, he nailed it. But also he said the Shador that you see in the public eye on the social media isn't or in the community. That's who he is. But you're going to see a different Shador when he's out of his father's shadow. And I said, what do you mean? He's like, he's going to be moving away from Deion would be the best thing for him. Because he's finally away from home. I mean, Deion was his coach growing up, Jackson State, Colorado, and now he kind of spread his own wings. And everyone kind of looked at this as, well, let's see what he's going to do away. So far, so good. This is who he is. I mean, this is a kid who's maybe needs to mature in some aspects, but who doesn't when they're that young?
Yeah.
But he's doing everything right. We can all joke about the speeding tickets and, you know, that's nothing compared to in the grand scheme of things, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, that was my dog, Myla, barking, if you could hear her.
He's got some great takes, or she has some great takes. Sorry, yeah.
She does, yeah. but you know, I think I heard your point, Spencer, before about Baker when he first got here, and he maybe not have got that right away, but he has it now. He's a much different quarterback now than when he was in Cleveland versus what he's doing in Tampa now. Sometimes it takes kids and everyone different speeds and times to mature off the field and different things. You know, when you see Shador out in the community like this, he's saying all the right things. I mean, it's a great PR move, but it legitimately looks genuine and it sounds genuine. And everybody that I know that I've talked with in Boulder through the pre-draft process and then after, this is who he is. Let's see if it translates. Let's see if he can grasp the hold of the NFL now, the NFL life on the field. And when will he get that opportunity? That's the big question. And when that happens, we'll see.
Talking with John Sable, Fox 8 here in Cleveland. John, we'll stick with the quarterbacks here for a second. With training camp less than a week away now, we know rookies report tomorrow. We might be missing one of those guys, which we'll get to coming up. But what is your, like, put it in stone here, your final pre-training camp depth chart for the quarterbacks? What does this look like as training camp is about to begin?
I think when things open up on Wednesday next week and we see the practice and we kind of throw the microscope in, everyone's going to start charting silly, stupid incompletions and reps and all that. I mean, it's going to look the same, I think, as it did the last few days of mandatory minicamp. I think what you want to look at is after practice day five. That's the big thing for me. When you put the pads on, that's when the real evaluation begins. I think you're going to see Joe Flacco take reps number one, Kenny Pickett two, and then probably Dylan Gabriel three and Shador four right out the gate. Just kind of the way they were drafted, and the fact that Shador never took a single rep of the first team offense kind of leads you into my rationale and everyone else's rationale as to where he'll be when things start. That's not where he's going to finish. I still fully expect Joe Flacco to win that job and be your quarterback QB1 in week one.
Along those lines, in talking about it's Shador, but it's also Dylan Gabriel as part of this question too. Do you think those guys are going to get a legitimately like fair shake at winning the starting job? Because, John, like, I just get the sense that it's more so set up like two different quarterback competitions. Like, it's Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett for the starting job, and it's Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders for the primary backup spot. And I like, if the team wants to, they can sort of handle the reps in a way that give you a taste of the rookies, but allows them to have the out of, well, we just didn't see enough of those guys. There was only so many reps to go around, so we need to give them more time, because I think, frankly, that's what they want to do. I don't think they want these rookies starting week one. And so if that's kind of the mentality they have going in, do you really think that Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel are going to get like a fair chance to actually win the starting job during training camp?
Well, I think fair is kind of a relative term. I mean, if you really think of where they were taken, I mean, Dylan Gabriel
was drafted much earlier than Shador. Yeah. Shador being a fifth round pick.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
People, I think, are kind of a little delusional thinking a fifth-round pick is going to be a week one starter and leapfrog 3 other guys. I just don't see that as even a realm of possibility, barring injuries. I think that's the caveat here. I don't know if it's going to be necessarily a fair shake. I don't think it will be just because of the veteran aspect of things of Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. But here's the beauty, Spencer, and this is the one thing people and Browns fans need to realize is, they don't need to have a fair shake, in my opinion, right out the gate. Because guess what? This is a long season. And if the last few years have proved us or showed us anything, it's proved that this multiple quarterbacks will play. There's a real good chance all 4 of those quarterbacks will play at least one regular season game this year. So there is still a lot more that they need to learn, and especially Dylan and Shador, in terms of the playbook and in terms of the scheme and the system. So I think it's mostly by – you know, common sense would dictate and show you that they're not ready. And Joe Flacco obviously is the most ready of them of all 4 of them. So they may not play week one. That doesn't mean they're not going to play at all. But you need to see them at some point during their season because you drafted them for a reason and you spent a lot of time on Dylan Gabriel taking them that early, which a lot of people, including yours truly, and I know you felt the same way, that night of draft night, reached on him a little bit there instead of taking a different position there. But let's see what he can show. He had kind of an up and – Dylan Gabriel, in my opinion, had a little up and down camp, mandatory mini camp and rookie camp and OTAs there. I think he showed some signs of growth, which was great. And Shador, you know, had really good days as well. Kenny Pickett had some decent days, may not – nothing to blow you away on. But, I mean, this is we went through the whole off-season spring stuff, and we all dissected it as best we can. But I think you're going to see something change here with in the training camp once the playbook opens up and you get everyone in there and then when you put the pads on too. So if I had to guess, all 4 of those guys will play at least one game this season. They almost have to because you got 2 first-round picks next year, and everyone assumes they're going to take a quarterback, and I think they will. Who that will be, who knows.
Few more minutes with John Sable, Fox 8. I want to get to the Quinshon Judkins thing because, listen, we obviously have to let the legal process play out. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of that from Kevin Stefanski next week when he's asked about it. And so we don't know yet like what repercussions they're going to be from both a legal standpoint and NFL standpoint. But I am kind of anticipating that there's a likely suspension here. It's also complicated by him not having signed his contract yet, which it sounds like now all these second-round picks are starting to get those deals done after the first domino sort of fell today. But how much, if Quinshon is suspended, how much does that change the outlook for the Browns this season and specifically on offense? Because we know how important this run game is going to be and getting back to the basics of Kevin Stefanski's offense is going to be to the success or however much success this team is going to have.
Yeah, it's just really unfortunate what happened, and we'll let the legal process, you know, evolve and figure out where things go. I'm with you. I expect a suspension will come down. I mean, look at the Mike Hall situation last year.
Yeah,
you know, he was suspended for 5 games for violating the NFL league's personal conduct policy, and I would, as it sits now, I would expect something similar to that for Judkins. But we don't know all the, we don't know everything. We don't know all the entire case, and the NFL is going to evaluate their way too. In terms of how it hurts the Browns on the field, well, that was, the Browns were expecting him, Quinshon, to be that three down back, the guy that can run between the tackles. He's going to be your, was supposed to be your Nick Chubb, you know, type of player. And they were really high on him. And we saw what he had, some explosiveness in the limited times we saw him during the spring practices, you know, and we saw him at Ohio State and what he was able to do. And now the onus is going to be pushed on Jerome Ford and Dylan Sampson, at least in the short term here, and seeing what those guys, especially the rookie Sampson, can do. I don't know how much it's going to impact. It's going to impact the run game quite a bit. The workload of Ford for sure is going to increase, and then it kind of, you got to think Sampson's going to be right there with him, because he almost has to be. It's just really what's frustrating, I think, for Browns fans is what's happened last year, and then another draft pick in trouble with the law. And you can, people, fans want to rip Andrew Berry all they want. And I don't know necessarily if that's fair in this case, because Spencer, you know, as well as I do, we've checked and talked to people in Columbus. I mean, he had, Quinshon Judkins had no red flags in the pre-draft process.
Right, right.
I mean, there was nothing. Everyone raved about him. And this is what kind of shocked everybody. I know there were some things that popped up with Mike Call in the past that wasn't really relevant, or wasn't really obvious during the draft last year, kind of afterwards when that whole thing happened with him. It's just really frustrating. It's just another aspect of the Browns season that you think, okay, now we got to work our way back up here. We got to, you know, mentally prepare, and everything's against us now. A lot of people are counting the Browns out, and I think it's gonna be and that's not a rebuilding year, but it's gonna be a developmental year. I think they probably, you know, even besides this, I think a suspension, I think the Browns were probably, I had them winning like 5 or 6 games this year. Some people have them higher, some people have them a lot lower, but it's just another chapter in the Browns fans' book of misery. And, you know, it is what it is. And we hope the legal process and everything gets ironed out, and we're curious to see what Kevin Stefanski has to say about this, because, you know, they're probably going to say the same thing. Well, we're going to let the legal process evolve and see where that goes. But I think the key here is look at that running game and who's going to be taking that running back 2 reps. And I think it's going to probably be Dylan Sampson, because Jerome Ford is going to be that bell cow back again. And I'm not sure the Browns probably wanted to have that right away coming out of the gate in training camp.
I have a follow-up I'm going to ask you in person next week to the Andrew Berry part of this. But we are short on time, so I'm going to ask you something different here to get us out of here with like a minute to go.
Sure, go for it.
The slot wide receiver spot. Not a lot of experience in the wide receiver room. We don't know how they're going to handle that yet. I guess it could be Deontay Johnson, but he's been more of an outside guy during his career. How do you think the Browns are going to fill that role? Is it going to be more Harold Fannin? Is it going to be a Jamari Thrash? How do you see them sort of filling that void?
They're really banking, I think, Cedric Tillman to take that next step. And he almost has to take that step, because they used a high tech on him the other 2 years ago. Concussion knocked him out for most of the last season. They were really high on him. They still are here. You know, this is a young man who's got a lot of potential, good pedigree, dad, former NFL player. He's got all the tools. We just need to see it now consistently and stay healthy. And a lot of that stuff's out of the kid's control. I still think it's probably one of the weaker positions by far. I don't necessarily rule them out of acquiring a veteran at some point, maybe after the cuts in training camp in the preseason. We'll see. But Harold Fanton will definitely be used, as well as Njoku. But I think the one guy to really look at, I think, is Cedric Tillman first, and then probably Jamari Thrash, because Tillman's got a lot to prove. And he's got pretty much, on paper, he's got that number 2 wideout spot right there for him. Beyond that, though, I mean, Spencer, they are thin there.
Yeah.
And this is a position in the past that the organization really hasn't been that high on in building depth in, kind of like how they have been this in linebacker, in my opinion. So, but they're expecting Tillman to be what he was coming out of Tennessee. And now it's just hopefully he can stay healthy and he can finally show everyone, because he's a good kid. And, you know, definitely a guy you want to root for.
John Sable, Fox 8 News. I wish we had more time with you, because I think you always bring some great insight. But I know we'll talk next week and share some more of our takes on things. But I'll let you go, my man. Thank you so much for giving us some time tonight, John.
Absolutely, man. I'll see you out there in Berea, and it should be a fun time going forward here the next 6 weeks before we get the season rolling, man.
Have a good final weekend of summer.
Hey, appreciate it, buddy. Take care. I'll talk to you.
See you, John. Good stuff from John Sable, Fox 8. We'll react to what he had to say in about 5 minutes about Shador, about the Quinshon Judkins thing, and much, much more. It's Spencer German with you, filling in for Jake Vonick here on The Fan.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.